This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everybody, this is Les, VK5 KLD, with today's North East Radio Club news. Now, next Friday night, the 9th of February 2024, will be the monthly meeting of the North East Radio Club. And there will be a lecture on modulation by one of our main gurus, namely Brian, VK5VI. Now, Brian's lectures are always well delivered and full of great information. So get along to the Modbury West Community Hall by 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. There's lots of parking available and the usual refreshments will also be there. And the North East Radio Club Technical Night will be on Friday the 23rd of February 2024, and we will be learning the techniques of fox hunting from Mark, VK5QI. Now, this should be a fun night out, as I believe we will get the opportunity to hunt down some of the hidden transmitters. So come along and have some fun. Well, that's it for this week's North East Radio Club news. Don't get caught by COVID. Stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. Don't forget our first general meeting of the year is on the 15th of February and is also our AGM. We will be welcoming a new treasurer, as Pat is standing down after many years in that role. We have a nomination for the position, so that's on Thursday the 15th of February at 7:30pm at the Blackwood Uniting Church, the Buck Hall. All are welcome. Yesterday's Saturday session was just an informal get-together with a chance to do a show and tell. There was coffee and a good chat about what had happened since last year. Paul, VK5PH, has been acknowledged as an approved examiner by the ACMA and is desperately searching for a place that he can use to conduct the training. If you know of a venue that can be had for a Saturday and Sunday at a reasonable cost, please get in touch with him at training@ahars.au and let him know. We have a number of people who wish to do the training and sit for the tests. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 2000 hours. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anyway. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day. But all are welcome any day. Also, for F-called licensed members who aren't licensed for 20 metres, you can get onto the ANZA net on 15 metres on Saturdays at 0400 UTC on 21.205 MHz. As always, if you've got anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and the AHARS Facebook group page. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Now that the dust has settled on the Christmas New Year bit, we need to knuckle down and get on with some of our project. One of our newer members, who just happens to be a broadcast technician, we now have two in our little group, plus a few other very highly qualified individuals, is almost finished repairs to our video mixer. This 30-year-old bit of kit is the mainstay of our live stream video coverage of the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, and without it, we would be in serious trouble. For the last couple of years, it's been playing up intermittently, causing the girls who operate it a fair amount of grief. Thanks to Maxwell, VK5AC, it looks as though we will be back in full working condition for the 2024 event. Of course, we then need to crack on with the design, fabrication and fit-out of our new permanent outside broadcast hut. Once completed, this will allow us to have all the TV monitors, the video mixer and other vital bits all permanently installed, along with a permanent desk setup, numerous power outlets, etc. This means we just need to pick up the hut with a tilt tray and get it dropped into position wherever it might be required, instead of having a mad panic to get an empty hut dropped in the right place and then erect temporary tables and drag all the monitors and associated gear out of storage, transport it to the site, hook everything up and get it all tested before the start of whatever event it is being used for. Much, much easier, faster and far less stressful. This is a big project, but we are sure that it will all be completed in a timely manner, as we are extremely lucky in that Nick, VK5 November Juliet Sierra, has volunteered his considerable skills to oversee this important project. Many thanks, Nick. I see that Norbert, VK5MQ, has been sighted on the bands a bit using FT8. And I believe there is another Aussie amateur also in the Antarctic at present. Unfortunately, I can't remember his call sign, but I believe that his name might be David. Keep an eye and an ear out for these two if you are chasing the VK0 prefix. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators, enthusiasts and shortwave listeners. This is VK5 LSB and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison Australia and its committee. Last Saturday, the 27th of January, the Wison Australia social get-together was held, and the guest speaker on the day was Mr. Ian Northeast, VK5CZ, who made the trip down from the Clare Valley to provide a presentation and practical hands-on demonstration with transceivers on using the digital format of JS8 to send digital text messages, etc., utilising analog transceivers. His presentation was well received by all who attended on the day, and the Committee of Wise Australia wish to thank Ian, VK5CZ, for his presentation and the work that he put into it prior to the meeting. Following on from that presentation at WISA Australia, a digital format working group has been formed by members on the day to advise and develop digital messaging modes that might be suitable to enhance our capabilities in the field for WISA Australia. The digital format working group is being championed by Mr. Steph Daniels, VK5HSX, who brings over two decades of knowledge and skills to the team, and the WISA Australian committee is excited by the formation of this team. A reminder to not forget tonight, Sunday the 4th of February, the WISA Australian Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link repeating network, and we look forward to chatting with you all on this net tonight, Sunday the 4th of February 2024. You do not have to be a WISA Australian member or volunteer to participate in this net, and all licensed amateurs, no matter what your licence level, are welcome to attend and participate in this net, which is chaired by Tony, VK5FBIC. So don't be afraid of pushing that PTT button and come up for a chat. As I said, everyone is warmly welcome to participate in the WISA Australian local net on the Adelaide Link Repeater Network tonight from 2000 hours. We are also seeking expressions and registrations of interest for ham radio operator volunteers to assist with the up-and-coming event of the Shannon's Rally of the Heartland around Barra and surrounds during the 26th to the 28th of April 2024. What a great way to spend a social weekend with fellow amateur radio operators and to put your skills and equipment to good use. You can register for this event by registering online via the internet for the Shannon's Rally of the Heartland and register as a Wison volunteer. You can find the webpage by just typing the title into Google. You can also register by contacting the President of YSA Australia via the contacts link of the YSA Australian webpage. Just Google us or check YSA South Australia out on Facebook. This has been David, VK5LSB, and on the behalf of the YSA Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside you all at the next event or chatting to you on the YSANet tonight, Sunday the 4th of February, on the Adelaide Link Repeater Network at 2000 hours local time. 73 all and stay safe.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending upon when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last Friday night was our monthly fox hunt, which we've now moved to the first Friday of the month to avoid clashes with other club meetings. The hiders led the hunters on a merry chase right across the Adelaide Plains, with two of the foxes hidden in the Mitcham area, and the last one all the way up at Port Adelaide, right on the edge of the Port River. Our February meeting is on Friday the 16th at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. This month's presentation will be from Scott, VK2JAX, on the Hermes Lite 2, an open-source direct conversion software-defined transceiver. As usual, check out the AREG website for more information on this and other upcoming events at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.